This is MFG Out Loud. Courageous conversations about sales and marketing for today's manufacturers. With your hosts, Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore.
Hey, Trailblazers. Today's topic is riddled with myths and possibilities. What is it? Social media.
Da-da!
Here's a truth bomb. The majority of manufacturers are behind the eight ball on this front. This is not a secret. And the scary thing is they're not playing catch up fast enough. So here's the deal. If you're not where your customers are and leading the conversation online, somebody else is. So let's dive right in. Ray, what do you believe are some of the, or what have you heard, some of the main beliefs that you've heard from manufacturers about social media that it's keeping them from jumping into the ring?
It's a great topic, and I'm so glad we're jumping into it this week. You know, it really runs the gamut. It's everything from, oh, social media is for kids. Facebook is social media, and I don't give a crap what someone's eating for lunch. You know, we're B2B, not B2C. Social media is a big, fat waste of time. What's the ROI if we do it? We do social media a little, but I don't see the big deal. Our customers are OEMs and contractors and distributors, and they're not really on social media. And it's really a lot, to me, it's a lot of, I'll jump in there and say excuses. Or perhaps more succinctly, it's based more, I think, on gut feel than on fact. And that's what we're going to talk about today, are some of the facts, right?
Yes, yes. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, which we like to do right up front. I have actually had more than one conversation with manufacturing leaders that under their breath, and I'm being serious, said this to me. They leaned in. They got really close. They said, no, truth be told, I don't really understand how this all works. And I don't really understand why we need to do it. So I think that's huge. First of all, I applaud them for being honest. Because let's face it, I don't think there's anybody that knows everything about social media. I would never proclaim that I do. I don't think you would. It's evolving at such a fast click. But I think the person, the leader in my mind that can be honest about it and just say, like, I don't really get all this. So, you know, explain to me, Lucy.
Do some explaining.
Yeah. I think, have you encountered any scenarios like that or...
You know, that applies to so many things. I'm going to give a quick example. I was in a meeting with a client yesterday, and we were talking about a project that revolved around RFID, radio frequency identification for tracking inventory and assets and stuff like that. And we're in the presence of an RFID expert, and that expert asks the people in the room, who knows about RFID? And I watched, and there's myself included, there were people that kind of hesitantly raised their hands. And he goes, let me go through a quick, I know this is probably redundant for a lot of you, but let me share some background information. And the reality was, so many people in the room were just too embarrassed to say they didn't know about this thing. So first of all, you need to find that safe place where you can ask that question because it's important to your business. So with regard to social media, you know, what I see at clients I work with is, you know, hey, the younger generation, and it's like, man, that's not what it used to be. That can be, you can be 40 and be in the younger generation these days. They get the value of social media and how it can and should apply to the business, but senior mom or dad or grandma, grandpa, whoever it is in the business, they just don't quite relate to it. It's not on their radar. There also might be a lack of a brand foundation position differentiator or some sort of understanding about who you're talking to, which is really mission critical, because absent context, why would you do anything, you know, in business, especially if it's going to cost time or money? And if there's no formal content or social media strategy in place, that's a problem, because this is a hell of a place to just wing it. And one of the things you find out real quick is you run out of stuff to say. Mm-hmm. So you really have to have a business reason, and there's a purpose to be doing it, and we've got a plan. And if you have those things, social media makes sense, and it adds a lot of value to your business.
I couldn't agree more. And I think another elephant in the room that I would personally like to address that I talk about a lot through my on my other platforms is, if you are in the social media ring, for God's sake, please stop talking only about yourself. Because, and I'm, you know, I dearly love some of these companies that I'm thinking of. I'm not going to mention any of them, but I think they have to understand that this is a two-way conversation, right? It requires listening and talking. And think about it this way. I've used this example numerous times with clients, and it seems to resonate. So you don't want to be the guy at the party that every time you show up, you go, hey, you know, and somebody goes, oh, well, how are you? And then you're off on a rampage for the next 20 minutes all about yourself. And if you're paying attention, you see the person you're talking to glaze over, and then you don't ask anything about them. And guess what? They politely excuse themselves to the bathroom or to So then let's say you show up at another party with these same people. Hey, did you hear I won an award? Hey, did you hear I'm going to be at this trade show? You really should stop by. You know, I could go on about this. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because a lot of people still don't get it. And I think it's our inclination we think everybody wants to know what we're doing, how our products are made, and that doesn't make for good social media, and it's not a long-term solution.
I agree 100%. You know, I joke somewhat seriously, somewhat truthfully, that, you know, the quickest way to get somebody to leave you alone at a cocktail party is to say that you're in manufacturing. You know, it's like nobody comes up to me for advice. However, what does generate a crowd is when I talk about some of the companies that I'm working with that are doing cool things in solar energy, or they're doing things in autonomous vehicles, or and project you've been working on as well in construction and building products, and there's so many. There's just another way to spin it that makes it interesting, and to your point, make it relatable. You know, something that they will understand. Then people want to talk to you about it. It's the same thing on social media, right?
Yep. And as we know, the people care mostly about themselves, mm-hmm. right? So that is the whole reason that a formal content strategy and social media strategy are so critical because this isn't a place. I mean, you certainly can just jump in and wing it if you're starting out. Okay. Let's say, cause everybody starts somewhere, and that's okay. Maybe it's better to show up and say something than to say nothing at all. But if you can, please have, you know, put together a strategy, because then there's a plan of who we are talking to, we're identifying them, mm-hmm. what they care about, and these are the three main areas or topics we are going to become known for. And you'll never run out of things to talk about if you have that foundation. It's a system that helped clients develop, I believe you have as well. So it's just, I call it it's like a system that keeps, you just keep feeding it and it keeps working. So it never gets old. I mean, you've got to make adjustments along the way, but.
Well, the thing is with social media, it's as you said at the very beginning, it's a conversation. So you're sending something out there and you're getting feedback, and it gives you opportunity to respond. You're creating a dialogue with either current customers or potential customers or people that are on the periphery, but you are creating an opportunity to learn how to better engage with your market. What an awesome opportunity. Yellow Pages doesn't do that. Web kinda does it, you hope. You know, but there's nothing else out there that gives you the opportunity to have that kind of reach and dialogue than social media. You can't ignore it in B2B.
Exactly. And to chime in really quickly, before we move on to like action steps that they can use right now, I think the other thing to note, and Gary Vaynerchuk talks about this all the time, advertising on social media, through social media, sponsoring ads, boosting your posts, is never going to be as cheap as it is right now. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, good point. Hey, everybody needs to build scale. It used to be all influencers. I need to have 1 million followers or whatever. And it's like, never has it been, has there been an easier or less expensive way to get visibility with not just a few or 100 or 1,000, but tens of thousands of people that are possibly interested. That's where you need to be. That's the world we live in, and that's significant.
Communicating at scale.
Right. Right. So what about it? What are we going to do? Let's give them something to do, Allison.
All right. Well, and to leverage the power of social media, as we like to do towards the end of each episode, is to really talk about some action steps and things that you can do to help yourself, whether you are working with an outside a consultant or agency, or you have an in-house team. Maybe you're a really small manufacturer and it's just you kind of, handling all of this. This applies to everyone. So my suggestion, first and foremost, is to become fearless, right? I love splitting that word in half, fearless. Because like I said before, nobody knows everything about social media. And the truth is, there are enough good people out there that can help you navigate the waters. If you want to do something, it's not the how to do it that gets in your way. It's the want to. So if you want to do it, put it out there, and you will find 15 different people that could probably help you with this. And
exactly. And ask. This is the key thing. You know, there's a lot we don't know. And as soon as you acknowledge, hey, I know I don't know this thing, go find some expertise and find out. There's somebody in your space that's doing it really well. Or there's a marketing agency that's doing something in your space that's doing real well. Or hell, ask us. We'll give you some insights and some pointers on where to go. It's okay to ask for help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So fearless, ask for help. I think definitely manufacturers have got to embrace the fact that their customers and potential customers are communicating differently now. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to quote a tiny line from The Sandlot: forever. It has changed forever. So this isn't, I remember 20 years ago when I started talking to manufacturers about a website and how many of them said, I was 20 years younger than I am now. So they'd say, oh, they're like, she's so cute. Thanks, honey. We don't need a website. Those are a fad and they're not going to be around. Then the same thing happened with social media. And I said 10 years ago, you need to embrace social media, skate to where the puck, you know, will be. No, our customers aren't on social media. I said, I know, but they're going to be. And here we are.
Yeah.
So again, not trying to be negative, but I think it's really important. Your communication has changed and we have got to evolve along with it. You and I have had to do
it. And here's,
you know, they're not alone.
Oh yeah. And here's what goes with it. There's two elements in play here. One is technology. The technology has changed, but enough time has passed where there are people in the workforce now that are, you know, basically digital natives. They've grown up online and with these tools. So you can't get away with our customers aren't on it anymore. It's like, I got news for you. There are people that are making decisions about who to buy from that are in that group that are digital natives and are using the most current technology and tools. And you have to keep it. This is an extinction level event. You have to adopt to these tools because that is what is being used in an increasing rate.
Exactly. It's no longer nice to have.
Right.
It's absolutely necessary.
Yeah. You're not an early adopter anymore.
Right. So. Right. Are you already behind the eight ball if you're not at least in the conversation?
Right.
I think the other thing holding a lot of leaders back, and I've heard this, I couldn't tell you how many times, they think social media is just Facebook. And maybe we should have talked about that earlier in the, you know, current beliefs conversation. But, you know, the point is that it isn't just Facebook, and your customers, as you just said, are using it every single day.
Right.
For personal and business. So, right. You know, that's why, and, you know, you had said something to me, and I want you to share this with everybody earlier. You had a shocking revelation about LinkedIn.
Oh yeah. Well, it's surprising. I'm a member of a lot of, whether it's Facebook groups or on Instagram, even WhatsApp, you know, a lot of different areas where I try and get the pulse of what's going on in manufacturing and who's doing what. And it's one of those things, hey, in the U.S. market in particular, if you're not on LinkedIn and active, you don't exist. I'm going to say that again. If you're not on LinkedIn and you're not active, you don't exist. And that's a truth in business. I do a lot of work with international companies that want to do more business in the United States. And I tell them, and first thing I do is check on LinkedIn, and I find out that their senior business development and marketing people have no presence on LinkedIn. And it's like, I ask them about that, and they go, oh, we're on WhatsApp. And it's like, well, that's fine in Asia, but that doesn't work here. You have to use the tools that are at your disposal. Listen, I'm an operations guy. I'm a manufacturing guy. So it's easy for me to comprehend that when there's a new tool or some new technology that'll improve OEE in my factory or help with throughput and velocity and inventory turns, I'm all over it. I get it. I'm also the first one to admit that as an operations guy, the sales marketing thing isn't necessarily something that we're genetically predisposed to deal with. So we don't necessarily gravitate towards things that are of interest or are innovative or can be productive in that area. Social media is a productivity enhancement tool to drive sales to your business. Sales are mission critical. You should be interested and have a strategy and be active in social media in your manufacturing business. That's what I see. That's what I've learned the hard way in some instances. And that's what I've coached a lot of clients through to their benefit.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and I think the other thing people can do right now is make it a really important part of your marketing strategy if you haven't already. I can tell you quite honestly that as a marketing company, I am guilty of not making certain things, we'll say like social media, part of our marketing strategy earlier than we did in some instances. So, you know, when I'm pointing the finger at whomever, there's three fingers pointing back. So I think it's always important to understand that, you know, we understand and align with a lot of the people we're talking about. We're not different than them. You know, were you listening? We are you. So
exactly.
I think that's important as well. You know, I think one thing people can do that they forget sometimes before they jump in here is to start listening first. Gary Vaynerchuk, I mention him a lot because I really love his stuff. It's super motivating, and I think he's very prolific. And he talks a lot about how he started online, right, with zero followers. Nobody knew his name, and he started by listening on Twitter. And he said he would just comment. He would listen, and he would comment on different people's, especially things that had to do with wine, because he was trying to help his dad's business, which was Wine Library at the time. And I just never forgot that. And so I always encourage clients to make this an important part of their social media strategy, and that's listening. So you can actually hear what your customers and your tribe, what they're talking about, right? What bothers them? What are they loving?
I can't, you know, it's funny you bring that up because the RFID story from before, I'm going to name drop a little bit here. I'm working with a company called Zemelgo, X-E-M-E-L-G-O, that does some really innovative stuff in the RFID space. And their journey was largely based around, you know, it's a technology play. And they started with some technology and they went out to the marketplace and it wasn't very successful and they pivoted. And the pivot that they did was they knew what their capabilities were, but before just forcing that down the throat of who they thought their customers were, they went out and started engaging with their target market to find out what their real needs were. And they found that by making some relatively minor adjustments to their technology, their market expanded tremendously. And that all goes back to listening to your customer. And that's to me, that's very instructive for social media and anything a manufacturer is going to do with their business. It starts with what are the needs of the market and work backwards.
Absolutely. Well, and so to keep rolling, because I know we want to wrap up soon. You know, another thing that manufacturers can do right now to help themselves with this is to, we talked about this before, create a content and social media strategy. And inside of that, some of the most important things that I think from a professional standpoint they should consider is, number one, be consistent. And number two, be human. Don't talk like a robot or a business, talk like a person. And that should be part of your content strategy. And, you know, and I think ultimately make the customer the hero of your mission, because you're being social to benefit them. Ultimately, it ends up benefiting you as well. But if you, you know, if your intention is they are the hero, you'll show up very differently. And the beautiful thing is this is all measurable. So do that. You know, measure, make adjustments along the way. This is not a straight from A to B, not a straight shot. This has got a lot of curves, a lot of turns, a lot of hills, and that's okay. This is a forever kind of game, a forever part of your marketing. I think too, to finish up, I would just say, you know what, social media isn't perfect. So start somewhere, but start something.
Yeah, totally agree.
And as always, hey, we'll wrap up now. As always, We want to thank you guys for listening and being a part of this tribe. It means the world to us. And if you're not already, please subscribe to the podcast. And sharing is caring. So tell a colleague to tune in and get real already.
And remember, keep manufacturing out loud. We need you. See you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to MFG Out Loud with Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore. You can subscribe and find show notes at mfgoutloud.com.